a Phil Henry show.
Yeah, I'm the El Pacifico in Southern California. It's Mr. Henry. I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
Yes, and this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, and this is General Galen Shaw. And now Phil Henry, who's back from 2 days of sitting on his ass. I'm kidding around. Don't start that stuff because people are going to think, you know.
They're going to think it's true, Phil.
Weren't you sitting around on your ass for a few of those? No, I wasn't sitting around on my ass. I was doing a whole bunch of stuff. Welcome to the show, folks. World famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm walking it up. I'm talking up to the post.
All right, good for you.
You hit the post. All right, so.
So what was it? Because, you know, we've got a lot of people. They say, well, where is Phil now? What is he doing?
They think you're dogging it or something. You know, it just blows my mind, man. Why would anybody think I dog it? I mean, this show, I work my ass off in this thing. I don't know, but there's a lot of them out there saying, listen, Henry, we want you front and center every day. And if you're not, we want to know the reason why. Now, what the hell's going on?
Probably on account of you charge the subscription.
I understand that. Well, what's going on is, as you know, all of a sudden we get these workloads, and it's all I can do to...
What do you mean by workload? You're doing auditions and what else?
Yeah, do the DAR.
Not a DAR, but an ADR. ADR. What is that? Well, that's that, what do you call looping, right? Yeah, you got to do dubbing and stuff, and I was doing that. And some weeks that it just gets jammed with it, and that's where that's at. Which, by the way, the show that I heard...
That was 2015.
What do you mean 2015?
2015.
Yeah, now that's a great example of what I felt was always wrong with that show. Now, I'm not trying to critique all of them, but it's too long. This show that we do now is far too long for 3 hours or 2 hours.
No, it wasn't 3 hours. It was a 90-minute show.
And that's the other thing, Phil. You're doing now shows at 50 minutes to an hour, sometimes 40 minutes. And people are wondering what your story is. What, are you getting old? You're getting...
Yeah, dude, you're getting, you know, iron poor blood or something.
What about the iron poor blood, man? What was that? Was that you doing a...
Yeah, it sounded like me.
I was. I went, iron poor blood, man.
Why don't you sit down before you fall down, bud?
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. I got more energy. I got more strength. Man, I am as strong as a... I'm as strong as an ox, almost as smart.
Hey, right out of that movie, that 80s movie with Joyce, what's her name?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. It's called One of the Guys.
That's it.
Oh, and what did Joyce who? I don't know. I don't remember the name of the actress, but she's this foxy, beautiful actress from 80, the movie, and I haven't seen her before or since.
No, I'll look it up.
How are you going to look it up? I mean, oh, yeah, it's called One of the Guys.
And it's about a girl. She's a very beautiful girl, and she pretends she's a guy, right?
She dresses like a guy, and forget it, man. She's not pulling it off.
No, she still looks like a woman.
Yeah. And then they talked her into dropping her top in this movie, and I got to tell you, ordinarily, I would be, you know, standing there with women's rights and all that, but this is...
Yeah, well, see, that's the whole thing with clowns like you, Phil.
What do you mean, clowns like me?
You know, you're all about feminism up to a point, and then it's, take the top off, let's take a good long look, and go ahead and just stand there with the top off, and let me go get coffee, and no, don't put your blouse back on.
Well, Margaret, you sound like you've been through this.
That's none of your beeswax.
All right, let's not get into that.
Well, do any photographs survive? Because...
Photographs are... give me that. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever talk to me, bud.
I have to talk to you as a member of the staff.
All right, well, then don't talk to me about having my... or asking if there's...
Not trying to be rude. You're the one that brought up the... By the way, are there photographs?
How dare you?
Margaret, where are you going?
I'm walking it off, if you don't mind.
So funny. Walking it off.
That's right. I'm going to take a walk and just... Oh, yeah. Boy, do I want to hurt someone.
Yeah, you walk it off.
Walker it off? Is that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. On the show today, we got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, who will be talking about the California Heritage license plates.
The gold. I see that you got some for your truck.
I do. I just got them.
What's the whole deal with it?
Well, we'll find out from Bobby what the whole deal is. We have these new Heritage license plates. Maybe other states, I'm sure, have got a version of this. In California, the ones they're selling are the gold on black.
Now, you know, they have gold on black, but there was another plate that's earlier than the gold on black. That's black on gold. You see? And that's from the 50s.
Right.
And what about that?
I don't know. Call up Sacramento and...
Sacramento's still in business. I give them a call.
What did you... You know, Dickman, you talk like you've got... You're perpetually eating a peanut butter sandwich. Like your mouth is just...
Yeah, cemented together.
That's the word. Cemented together.
Let's take a break. Take a cigarette break, man, and head on over and see what the traffic's like with Bob Bacon and the traffic. Bob, how's it looking out there?
Hey, Bill, right now we got the Bible day. They have Barber Saw Pastor, but you've got to shave that face. You have a trailing and a trailing out front of us about that. Probably about 2 miles right now to the Caltrans route at 8 to a mile. And Mom told me, and my father's been, gone out with another lady and left my family when I was 3 years old. So I got over to the Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, we're going to the bench there. The same thing. I'm going to the bedside manor. It's not sure. There's bed stores. And they'll be going to talk about walking about that. You know, I'm going to talk to Sky Boy. I'm South Pond and South Pond and Corn Pond and all that. But the chitlins and, of course, my collard greens. Let's go over to, boy, Sky Baby, it's weekend.
Yeah, yeah, collard greens. Oh, yeah, insurance is going to cover that.
Hi, Rory McLeod here. Every night at 9 o'clock, we have the big oldies show over there at Rory McLeod's Bar and Grill. Come on down and see us, huh? We got the oldies show. Go out and have the dance contest. Get yourself some ribs, some baby back ribs, and maybe have a hamburger. Maybe have a little bit more barbecue than you should have. Come on down to Rory McLeod's. Rory McLeod's Barbecue. Now, 5th and 5 down near the wagon wheel, and I'll see you at the wagon wheel.
Rory McLeod.
Rory McLeod's 1516 wagon wheel in downtown Lassiter. You having fun? No! My hand's caught in it.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell saying you can't put better meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, we sponsor the Phil Henry Show, various segments throughout the Phil Henry Show, but don't forget, coming on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills isn't just the Phil Henry Show. It isn't about me being on the radio. It's coming down and having the sweetest, juiciest meat I've ever slipped into your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Thank you.
World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. It's lovely, huh?
Oh, this is Harvey's tune, isn't it?
Who?
Is this Harvey's tune?
Whose tune is... No, it belongs to... No, it's...
The name of the song, Phil.
Oh, yeah, it's Harvey's tune, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is lovely.
All right, anyway, welcome back to our show, Phil Henry Show, and Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Now, we have a thing here called a heritage license plate. They've been selling them now for the last, I don't know, how long have they been selling these, Bobby?
Well, my understanding, Phil, is they've been on sale for about a year, I think. I first spotted them last summer, and I immediately said to Steve, I alerted him, I called him, and I said, did you see the license plates? He said, no, he didn't. I said, well, we've got to get on this, and we have to get on it now. And he said, what? And I got a little disappointed. And Steve's here. I love you, honey, but you know that I was disappointed.
Yeah, I blew it. I blew it.
What did you blow?
Well, hold on, Phil. I'll get to that.
What did you blow?
Would you please shut him up, or I'm going to do it permanent.
Bud, come on.
Bounce said it.
No, listen, if he's going to make blow jokes...
I blew it.
No. What,
he's not doing anything.
All right. Because we want to get this out very serious. We saw the plates... We first spotted the plates last summer. I was confused. I was disoriented. I immediately stopped at a payphone. I called Steve, and then I remembered I had a cell phone.
Yeah, because I said, why...
Never mind, honey. Would you quit trying to suck the phone off? I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, we gotta kind of watch that, because...
Darling, your language has been getting a little raunchy.
I apologize. It's just... Steve is...
No.
So I got on the... I stopped at a payphone. I was in Oxnard, of all places.
Where were you?
Oxnard.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was very... Because I got disoriented. So I stopped at a payphone, and Steve says to me, are you on a payphone? And I said, why do you ask? And he said, because I can hear traffic going by. It doesn't sound like your cell phone. And then I looked at the phone in my hand. I realized it was in a contained space.
Yeah, that's what she realized.
You realized you were in a... You didn't know you were in a payphone.
I did then, yes. All right, it happens.
These days, General, these things can happen. We get so disoriented.
It's never happened to me, I can tell you that. All right, General, I'm trying to get the story here. All right.
So, anyway...
what happened?
The General was talking...
Hey, General.
I'll do it, okay?
Yeah, you want something, Dooley?
No, he doesn't. Sit down. So I got on the phone. He said, what? I said, they have these license plates. They're the old 1960s license plates. Okay? And what did you say?
I said, that's a red alert. I'll send out the red alert.
So Steve immediately issued a red alert on, he mimeographed or sent around emails. I forget. Did you mimeograph it?
I did a mimeograph, yeah.
Why do you do mimeographs?
That's the old technology.
Because I like the way the paper smells, and it smells like glue, and it intoxicates the person that receives it.
But talk about mimeograph.
It's an old way of printing stuff. When we were in school, the teachers would hand out mimeograph stuff. All right, I got to keep it. There's a million things you're saying here, Bobby, that could get us sidetracked forever on a lot of different topics like that, mimeographing. But we've got to get to the essential point here about the license plates.
Oh, I'm not stopping you, Phil. I'm saying everything.
Oh, I was getting it out.
Don't, Steve, quit trying to suck the phone dry. I'm sorry, Phil, but every...
What do you do?
I got to put her on. Will you tell her to...
Yeah, it was Dooley. Mr. Henry had to put you on hold because you said suck it dry. Or I'm sorry. Yeah.
You did what?
I had to watch it, okay, with the language.
My husband's over here grabbing the phone.
I understand that, but if you can get him...
Just sit down, Steve.
I'm not trying to do it.
When you grab the phone and then you try to shove it down your own throat. I'm sorry, Phil.
My dear, that's all right. So let's talk about the heritage plates. You spotted them. Steve issued a red alert. Why?
Well, you have to understand that I am the president of the Homeowners Association. I am considered to be a trendsetter. Now, whether that's true or not, I like to be humble about these things. But, oh, okay, if people think I'm a trendsetter, okay, then I need to be all over something like this. And the fact that there have been heritage license plates throughout the California regions, and I did not have one, nor did my husband, was a little bit of a red alert. I mean, the first car I saw it on was some, I don't remember the car or the driver, and I was thinking, how dare they, you know?
Well, I understand you there.
Yeah, you know, they are...
What does that mean, how dare they?
Well, Phil...
Margaret, I'll do it.
I just wanted to say one thing. It's something that you should know if you're in the know, is what I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. And I'm in the know. Margaret's in the know. You, Phil... We like to say you're just a no, N-O, as in no.
As in nothing going on.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, you know, a lot of people might agree with you on that one. Yeah, Terry's a big N-O.
All right, so I'm a big N-O, meaning what?
Meaning that you don't get the latest trend. So I'm not trying to put you down, and I don't think much, and you, General, do you have the heritage plate?
I'm sorry, do I have what?
Do you have the heritage plate?
No, I do not have the heritage plate.
Why not? You're a Californian, right?
Yes, I am.
Where were you born?
Well, if it's any of your business, Fresno.
I think it is my business, given the fact of what we're talking about.
No, that's the whole thing. Why is it your business?
Because we're talking about the heritage license plate that anyone apparently can buy, and that's why we did the red alert.
Well, why do you think... Who do you think only Californians should buy it?
I think the only people that should have the heritage plate. You understand what I'm saying? The heritage plate. Do they understand me?
Yes, they do. They do. You do, General, right?
Yes, I understand the heritage plate. My question is, why should only Californians have it?
Because it's a symbol of the roots. Okay?
Yeah, the roots of it.
The roots of it.
Yeah, you know something? Never mind. Watch, you know, keep it clean.
I would, yeah, all right. Get the roots.
He didn't keep it clean.
Off of him.
Not on him.
She did. She had her hands around my throat and almost put them around my...
Don't say it, Bud, or you will die.
Shut up, Bud.
My...
Yeah. Now, that's not death, but that's close.
Yeah. Get up and sit in the chair.
Well, you guys are paddling your...
Don't do it.
I want to get the point out. And the point is, the heritage plate should only be purchased by and displayed by Californians. Okay? And that has been my major thrust. That's been my theme. And that's the campaign that Steve and I are on right now. Isn't that right, darling?
Yeah, we want to have it so that the heritage plate, and right now, I think probably people, you know.
We think the people that are displaying it right now are Californians. You have it?
Yeah, I got it.
And you got it because you wanted to show everyone that you're, you know, you're a Californian and you're, don't, you know, you may have a license plate, but you have the good one.
No, I didn't get it for that reason.
Oh, give me a break.
Why did you get it, Phil?
I got it because it was nostalgic. It was cool. It looked, I remember having a gold on black plate, and oh, this is cool. It actually gives the car a little bit of a different look.
Well, you can say what you want, Phil, but you know and I know.
Yeah, Henry, I mean, cough it up, you know.
Cough it up, Phil. You got the gold on black because it is the heritage plate, okay?
You know, you're saying that like it means something, Bobby. Like it's a, you've got it because it's a gold doubloon. I'm saying,
gold doubloon.
Sit down, will you?
God almighty, bud, you laugh like you're a stuck wild animal, like you're a stuck hyena. You've gotten a tranquilizing dart, and it's the last thing out of your big fat yap, which is, and then you die. You die.
Shut up. Tell her to shut up, Mr. Henry.
Both of you guys, give me a break here.
So that's what we did. And,
I'm sorry, you got to repeat all of that, Bobby, because I was...
I got to do what?
You have to repeat all. I was talking to Margaret and Bud.
He was talking to... He was chastising Bud and correcting me.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm burning daylight, Phil.
Bobby, you got nowhere else you got to be, all right? So tell me a little bit more about this.
Yes, I do. I've got a homeowners association meeting coming up in 30 minutes, and we're going to discuss the heritage plane, okay? This is what I was getting to. Are you a California by birth, then you're allowed back into Western States. If you have the heritage plate and you're not a Californian by birth, you are not kept out because if you own a home here, you need to be allowed into your own home.
Oh, really? That sounds very fair.
Are you being a smartass?
He is a little bit, Bobby.
You know?
No, I'm not, but I'm saying that obviously they're allowed into their own homes.
Well, Phil, they are interdicted at our gate.
Interdict, that means they're stopped and
knows what it means.
I know what it means, Mr. Dooley.
All right. They're interdicted and interviewed. So they are held up for a few minutes. We just tell them, you have the California Heritage Plate. What is that about? And they'll stare at you and stare and you'll say, where were you born? And we had like this one Mr. Nugent, right?
Well, Mr. Nugent didn't think it was...
Who's Mr. Nugent?
He lives over here in the Papadelia phrase. And Armato, who is our security chief, he said, where was you born? And Nugent tossed him the bone.
He tossed him a bone.
Maybe flipped him off, is that it?
Flipped him off?
Yes, but that's a little crude. We like to say that he tossed him a big, fat, throbbing bone.
And then what?
And then what?
Then what? What did?
Then we let them in. But Nugent is already on my F list, okay?
Well, why is Nugent? Because the man questioned you.
Yeah, he questioned your authority.
Exactly. And also, I suspect that he wasn't born in California, but I have no way of really knowing.
We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the new heritage, the new California Heritage license plates. They're gold. They're the old gold on black plates that you could buy from the DMV. It costs extra. I got a set for my car. Bobby seems to think that it's emblematic of you. You were born and raised in California. You're some kind of a cool thing, and so only Californians should be allowed to have them. Is that right?
Yes, only Californians should be allowed. To display the original gold on black is to tell everyone, the world, you're a Californian, and just ease it back, just especially when you display it on the rear bumper. You really shouldn't be tailgated. I know that people are, but anyone with the from out of state, and they got the...
Yeah, they got the gay white.
Don't say gay.
Yeah, don't say gay is right.
Well, but they got the old white license plate, and they're tailgating? Oh, man.
What, you know, Ms. Dooley, if you don't mind, people are going to tailgate whether they have the gold on black or the old the white plates. You know, and if you think that a gold on black plate is going to keep me from tailgating, woohoo, you got another thing coming.
Well, why would you tailgate?
I don't know why I tailgate, but hearing this from Ms. Dooley just might get me to start. I'm General... Excuse me. I'm General...
I was going to go yay, but I'm not going to do it now.
What a... All right, so while they work that out...
What do you mean, work that out?
You guys are weird, man.
Hey, Ms. Dooley, when you talk... This is Robert. You're talking about a gold on black...
Hi, Robert.
Hi. You're talking about the gold on black plate. Okay, the heritage plate that you are not letting people in Western States unless they have it. Or if they have it and they're not a Californian, I don't understand.
No, if they are displaying the gold on black, Robert, and they were not born in the state of California, we then interdict.
Yeah, go through a 5-minute interdict.
Right. They go through a 5-minute interview. They're directed around to the other side of the guard gate. Those with black, the gold on black, and we know they're from California, will say, come on in, we'll just wave them through. We're talking about Jake Nugent, who's lived here for some 15 years, but I don't know where he's from. and he has the gold on black plate. And I said, Jake, how are you?
Now, you were at the guard gate.
I was at the guard gate for the first day because I wanted to get the lay of the land.
Yeah, we just wanted to see what damage had been
done. Oh, I got to see. We wanted to see what damage was done, right?
Yeah, see the damage, how many had.
Right. So that's when Nougat came through. I was the first one to interdict Nougat. And I said, Jake, hold it up there for just a minute. And he smiled.
Why did he smile?
But he smiled.
Because...
Don't mock, Bobby. Don't mock.
All right. I said, Nougat. I said, Jake, hi, it's Bobby. And he saw me come out of the guard gate, the little guard shack. And my capri pants had ridden up a little bit. So I was reaching down, and I was pulling them loose. And I saw his eyes go from my hand to my face, back to my hand, and then the smile crept across his face. And so he thought for a minute, I guess any man would, I was about to ask him if he wanted to sleep with me. I don't know.
No, this is ridiculous.
You know, the way men think.
You were going to ask him that, huh?
No, but that's what he was thinking.
Bobby, you were...
Well, he's looking at my hand and looking at my eyes. What do you think it is?
He probably wonders what it is you want.
I said, Nougat, hold it up. He goes, what are you? Oh, hi, Bobby. And then as I was pulling my capri pants free, all right, bud, to anticipate you from the loin area.
The loin area?
I thought that was only something that a pig had. You know, a pork roast.
What a...
Hey, watch the language.
You know, Ms. Dooley, there is pork loin. You've heard of that.
I've heard of pork loin, but do I look like...
No, he just was saying the loin area sounded like it was a pork roast.
You never heard of the loin area on a woman.
Ms. Dooley, I don't even want to discuss this with you any further.
You was gypped?
Yeah, you got gypped, all right. Hey, General, you got gypped the day you looked in the mirror and saw your face.
You know, Dooley, that's so dumb. I was going to go through the phone on you. No, I don't think I will. I'll let you live. Living is punishment enough for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
All right, can I just finish this?
Go ahead.
So, that's twice now I've almost been Margaret and not me. I've gone to the mic and not the phone.
I noticed that, yes.
Yeah. So, I said, Nougat, hold it up. And I walk over to him, and I said, no, you're not that lucky, okay? So, just forget it. I said, wouldn't you love it? And he's all, hoo-hoo-hoo. I said, where are you from? He said, why do you ask? I said, you have the California Heritage plates. We've just put out a red alert. Steve has to go, you Dooleys. And he used the vulgarity, like, what a pain in the you-know-what you are. And I said, watch it, sunshine. And I was still fooling with my capri pants, trying to pull them free, because they've been wedged. Okay, Mr. Henry, they got wedged?
Yeah, I've got it. Well, Phil, don't be so angry.
My God, you give a woman a complex. So
I understand about your wedged capris.
All right, so I look at him, and he's giving me this smile. I said, no, Nougat, no, it's not your lucky day. You can just kiss that goodbye, all right? I'm asking because I want to know, only Californians should have the heritage plates. And that's when he rolled his window up, and he fled the interview. He went rolling right on through the guard gate, over the speed bump, and I did what we do at Western States. When someone does not respect your order and slow down and stop, I stuck one finger in the air. I tossed him a bone, just as he had tossed me a bone.
Well, I mean, he tossed you the bone after you tossed the bone.
Well, who tossed the bone first?
You did.
Okay. Well, I did. So I went three times. I pumped the finger in the air. That is the Western States signal for you are in violation. You are in violation.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand, yes.
This is part of the Western States Homeowners Association rules, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, Bobby. I know all about this, the finger and everything, but the essential point you're making is the gold on black California plate should only be owned by native Californians. Otherwise, you're holding people up the gate. And I'm wondering if this is legal. I'm wondering if it's part of the CC&Rs.
Oh, it most certainly is. I'm the Homeowners Association president. Okay? You understand that, right?
Yeah, we understand it. You know, Dooley, every time you go, okay, it really flips me out and makes me want to hurt an animal. A small animal, a domesticated animal.
Whatever, you know.
Okay, well, whatever. General, you know, there's the whole... Okay.
I'm trying to understand. Do you get it?
Yeah, you get it, General. I got a lot of people running. Nougat rolled that he fled the interview.
What do you mean, Nougat fled the interview? What are you, a cop?
I'm your cop, you know.
Dooley, I would...
Don't do it.
If Henry had not prohibited us going through the phone, I'd be all over you like stink on you know what.
Shit, because...
Bobby and Steve Dooley, folks,
You cut her off right at the most interesting part because I wanted to know, well, if she is not allowed to interdict by way of the CCNRs, then where does she get the authority, you know?
Let's just say she has...
Now, she'll say she's got the authority. Now, that Dooley is so nuts and so way gone in the mind. Between the ears, right?
Yes, I understand.
All right, because sometimes you look at me, Margaret, like you're walking around in a fog, you know?
I understand, General.
All right, she's so gone... that she may come up with something.
Look, there's no question the Dooleys violate, in my opinion, just about every day on this earth, they violate the rights. The right of movement, the right of privacy. I mean, they violate every right that a human being can have on this planet. But to actually stop a guy in his car, now...
Look, Jake Nugent, who I know, he's on their architectural committee. Jake Nugent, he is a very wealthy man. He's a widower. Okay, so any of you girls out there, he's in his 50s. Still, I think, looks pretty good. Drives a gorgeous Maserati, but Jake is a man that speaks his own mind. So if you tell him, why do you have those heritage plates, and by the way, where are you born, you're going to get what he give.
Well, you're going to take what he gives.
Exactly. Well, that's the jail.
You're not going to...
Easy, Phil.
Look, Nugent is going to do... He's going to do what he want to do.
Exactly. And that's when he tossed the bone. Bobby pumped the bone. That's called the bone pump. It's in their CCNRs. I've seen them. Bobby and I went through a whole hassle, you know, these three or four summers ago.
I understand that you guys went through this. One of these days, we're going to tell the audience all about this fist fight you guys got involved in behind the sit and sleep over there on Ventura Boulevard.
Well, you know what? She wanted every bit of it, and so I gave it to her.
Well, you know, Phil,
it got very scary, and especially Frank with some of his mob connections.
How dare you let out a...
Now, that is kind of a family secret.
Hey, what is it with you, man? You sticking up for her?
Hey, don't get in my face, son.
Sorry, but...
Phil, Frank has no mob connections, all right?
Sorry, yes, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, what about the shoebox in the car?
So, that's my point, and I won't belabor it. World famous Phil Henry Show, F it, man.
It's Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Dr. Jim Sandler coming up next is going to talk about the Rainbow Wig Man, who was the very first super fan, baby.
With the, you know, with the Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah, with the Super Bowl coming up. Jesus.
Hi, this is Andy Tagg for the Tangerine Room. We've got a great, great floor show for you. We've got Bob Carlell and the Tangerine Dancers, and then we have the tangerine-flavored organ player herself, Miss Marla Ossenheimer. We're at the Tangerine Room. We're in downtown Venmer, and we're opening up a new Tangerine Room in San Diego. Come on down and see us. And we serve dinner for our first floor show.
The Tangerine Room, serving dinner now for the first floor show, the dancing of the tangerine women, and don't forget the orange tangerine organ.
And I'll be singing my big hit, Wouldn't You Like to Know? So come on out to the Tangerine Room.
Tangerine. It's the citrus fruit. Just kidding.
That's my husband, B. He hasn't been able to speak a word of English for 15 years. That's all he does around the house. Hi, B.
Tangerine. Love.
Do you get splitting headaches? I do, too. And the best way to get around those splitting headaches is Man-O-Man. Man-O-Man formula. Take one, wait 15 minutes, take two more, and watch your head begin to feel lighter, breathier, almost as if you're made of liquid. Man, oh man, it's a new painkiller and much, much more. Get Man, oh man at your local drugstores or order it by going to Man, oh man at the Man, oh man website. Man, oh man, take one, wait 15 minutes, take two more, and your head will feel it's made out of liquid. You'll have a liquid head. Man, oh man, gets rid of pain and gets rid of you.
World famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman. Yeah.
That was Robert Lennon. And now, back to Phil Henry.
This is lovely, isn't it?
Oh, this is lovely. This is the, I don't know what this is.
I think it's a metal track.
Bad metal track.
That is bass by a metal band.
All right, welcome back, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we have,
You've been staring at that.
I was trying to make out the name of this group. It's that's a lovely flamenco-style guitar. The name of the group is Animals as Leaders. The album is called The Madness of Many, so Now you know.
That's metal.
Well, it's going to bust into metal, but right now we're... I like that. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
You might say that's one of your pick-to-clicks.
We don't do pick-to-click anymore. We used to.
Yeah, pick-to-click, and then we did the top five.
Oh, the top five that no one cared, Phil.
Yeah, I know. So, you know. Anyway, what are we... Who? What?
Well, we have Dr. Jim Sadler.
Oh, Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line from San Diego. Actually, no, he isn't. He's up at Bishop. Is that right, Dr. Sadler?
Well, it is, Phil, and this is Dr. Jim Sadler, and I'm talking to you from Bishop, California, right here on the banks of the Brown River in Northern California. And I'll tell you, getting away from the city life, getting away from, all of the mayhem and the madness, there's nothing like it, in the world. And I'm spending just a couple of days here with Mandy, then back at it, in San Diego. But I'll tell you, it's just nice to be here in nature.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, we're talking earlier, I was talking during the pre-show, about Rollin Stewart. The first super fan.
Well, yeah, I heard you, and I know you wanted to talk about Rollin Stewart. He was the rainbow wig man, right?
Yeah, he was the guy that danced back and forth on the TVs of America during the 70s, and then he started holding up the 316 signs.
Right. Well, the misnomer, and I know that you probably, this is something you don't know, but I was one of the first of the super fans, and I had been talking to Jerry Jones. And I said...
not the Dallas Cowboy owner?
No, it's another doctor in my practice, Dr. Jones. And I said that Henry thinks the rainbow wig man is the first super fan. And he said, well, you were in Tucson, and you were the straw hat. And I said, yes, I did. And I was on TV well before him. So it's not true, and I think most people understand that. It was interesting to hear that you didn't.
I didn't know you were a super fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all through, I'm a little bit younger than you. It started, this guy, Rollin Stewart, most likely got the idea from me because I was the first super fan. And I was the first one to do all of the crazy stuff. Because you have to understand, that's why I went into psychology.
Yes, you felt you were mentally unstable?
In many ways, Dickman, yes, I did.
Well, what did you dress up as?
I didn't dress up as anyone. I used to go to all the Tucson Toros games. That's the baseball team here. I went to Arizona State games. I came out to L.A. I went to SC and UCLA games. I was the man in the straw hat.
Well, I don't remember you.
Well, yeah. It's all right. Yes, you do. I know you.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm not a sports fan, Dr. Sadler. So what you're saying is probably very well true.
But no, it's not. It is true. It's not very well true. It is true. I was the first super fan and rainbow boy. Boy, I'm getting irritated.
All right, I don't mean to piss you off. Didn't you say that...
No, you just said a dirty word and you threw the other guy, that lady, off.
I understand that, Dr. Sadler.
Well, I'm getting irritated. And I don't mean to, Phil, but we're talking way too long about this. I was the first.
Well, what did you wear?
What did I wear? I wore a... You don't know.
No, I'm sorry I don't. The first super fan guy, I remembered.
Yeah, I know. Rollin Stewart, the guy with the rainbow hair. You said that about 50 times. Most people understand now that he was not the first super fan, that Jim Sadler of Tucson, Arizona, I was going to school at Arizona. I went to Northern Arizona, then I went to Arizona State, and then I went to Arizona, and then I went back to Northern Arizona, and I got my master's and I got my doctorate at Arizona State.
Why were you going between those three campuses?
They didn't offer what I needed. They're very insufficient. I was in Northern Arizona. I didn't like their undergraduate studies preparing me to be the psychologist. So I went to Arizona State. I got my bachelor's there, but I didn't want any more to do with that place. So I went on to Arizona.
Now, why did you not want to...
Arizona State just didn't interest me at all. I didn't like anything about it. I didn't even like the name. Arizona State really seemed... It irritated me. So I went to Arizona.
I'm sorry that I asked you.
My education's boring. Oh, okay.
No, it's not boring, Dr. Sadler. We want to get to this whole superfan thing.
All right, well, I just want to tell you, then I went to Northern Arizona. That's where I got my doctorate in psychology.
All right. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about the superfans. You guys may remember, older listeners may remember, Rollin Stewart. He was the rainbow wig guy who used to dance and do all kinds of crazy stuff on TV at sporting events. He later was holding up the John 3:16 signs.
Yeah, well, that's really old, and he got a lot of that from me.
Well, were you proselytizing, as they say? Yeah, do you have John 3:16?
No, I did. I was an atheist, and I still am. So I wasn't holding up a sign about Jesus, but I did hold up a sign that says God. You know, there's no God. I wore a straw hat, and I wore farmer. You know, the clodhoppers. You don't remember me?
I got to tell you, Dr. Sadler, I don't.
All right. Well. That's unusual because I go from town to town and I go on speaking tours, and they'll ask me to talk about a lot of things. I talked about borderline personality at a school, but I always start off with one of the things that irritates me, you know, is this Rollin Stewart. Some people perceive him as the first superfan I was, and I'll ask him, do you remember the man in the straw hat wearing the clodhoppers and doing the do-si-do back and forth and you know, what I would do, because I was taking some medical courses, I would pretend like I had St. Vitus dance or I would go through the weird motions of somebody that has a nervous tic or something, right? You know, Phil?
I don't know what that would look like.
I would just like that. I got thrown out of a couple of games because people thought that I was making fun of the handicapped, and I explained to them that I wasn't. And I think that's what probably got me, you know, pushed off the radar as the number one super fan, because I started to do I had one leg shorter than the other.
You find that funny, huh?
No, I. Wow, man.
Well, why did you do that, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, why would you walk around like one leg shorter than the other?
Because it looked funny on TV, all right? I understand.
You know, I'm a veteran, and I know a lot of guys that got one leg shorter than the other as the result of traumatic wounds suffered in combat.
I understand that, John Wayne, okay? All I'm saying...
Oh, man.
Sit down. Just if you need to leave, General, because you're not going through the phone.
Oh, God. Just sit... Over there, General. Sit down.
Hey, look. The light's green, pal. You know?
Don't say that, man.
You don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah, sure.
Dr. Sadler, have some respect for this man, and don't talk about if he's got friends that have one leg shorter than the other.
I am not trying to disrespect any veteran. When I was the super fan, I had a straw hat, I had the farmer clodhoppers, and then I walk around like I had one leg shorter than the other because it looked goofy on TV. That's all. I didn't mean no disrespect.
And you held up not John 3:16.
No, I held up a sign that said, God is dead. And I'd walk around with the one leg. And what happened was Rollin Stewart comes along with his rainbow wig. And I'm like, what a cheap creep.
Yeah, we got to admit, though, the rainbow wig is a lot more fun.
I'm going to say it. That it was more. It would be more fun to see a guy in a rainbow wig.
Did you see me, though? Did you ever see me? No.
Well, Dr. Stewart, excuse me, Dr.
Dr. Stewart.
Put him on hold. You listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm sorry, we've got some, you know, obviously have a situation here with some people that are out of freaking control on this here show. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah, pull it together. You got to pull it together.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here about being a super fan. The original intent of the interview, Margaret.
Yes, well, the original, we wanted to have him on because he was going to talk about this kind of berserk, insane fan behavior at games. Today, the super fan, the deranged fan, whatever you want to call him, the fanatic, dressing up in all kinds of gear. The Raider fans are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, the Raider fans... Now, those...
All right, now, hold on, General. Are you okay to come over here?
What do you mean, am I okay? Yes, I'm okay to come over there. I just don't want to listen to this guy mocking our veterans.
He won't mock the veterans. Put him back.
You're going to go back on now. You're going to go back on now.
Yeah. All right, so I'm back. Oh, hi, Phil.
All right, Dr. Sadler.
You know, I'm sorry, but
And General Shaw's here. Let's be cool.
All right, I'm cool if he's cool. You know, if he's cool, then I'm cool.
You're what?
I just said, if you're cool, I'm cool.
Aren't you?
Well, what is that about?
He's fine.
So I said, and I apologize, General, I do, if any of this... I'm not mocking our veterans, believe me. It was just an instinct I had when I found out about the superfan, and I'm saying, hey, I'm the first superfan with my straw hat and my clodhoppers and one leg shorter than the other. And now this guy is stealing my thunder? And I remember saying, I don't believe in God, but if he exists, he couldn't possibly permit that to happen.
Well, obviously he did.
Well, all right, so he did. And guess what? You know where Robin Stewart is today? In a prison cell. Oh, yeah.
No, I read about that. Phil was reading it to us. And
you read about it, or Phil did?
Phil was reading it to us.
Well, why is he reading it to Jesus?
I was reading it to the... You know,
I can assume that everybody there knows how to read, right?
Yeah, I know how to read. I read you loud and clear, pal.
Oh, really? I think...
Get that guy out of here.
What's wrong, Phil? I'm...
What is wrong with Sadler?
No, when I told him I wanted to do the interview, and he says, oh, wow, can I talk about being a super fan because I had a straw hat and clodhoppers?
Did he say anything about one leg being shorter than the other?
Yeah, see, that's key.
No, he did not. That's what set me off. I don't give a damn. He can walk around looking like Huckleberry Finn till the cows come home.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
I'm not laughing.
Yes, you are, Phil. What are you laughing at?
Dr. Sadler?
Yeah?
You're still there?
Yeah, because I can't hang up, remember?
Oh, sorry. I would say this. I honor your, you know, history as the first super fan. I didn't want to disrespect that. I wasn't quite sure where you were going with it.
Well, I'm talking about, because we're talking about the Super Bowl coming up and all of the super fans. And you start going on and on and on about this rainbow wig guy, that Roland Stewart dude. Whatever, man. I'm the first guy, and I think most people know that.
I don't know. I can get Frank on the line.
Oh,
get Mr. Gray.
Get Frank. Get my husband on the line, because he's much more of a sports fan.
Well, I'm a sports fan, and I don't remember you at all, okay?
I would expect you to say that, General Shaw. I would expect you to say that.
Yeah, why?
Because you're trying to hurt me. You're trying to hurt me, okay?
Oh, am I hurting your feelings? Hey, General.
God. Hey, Frank.
Frank Gray joins us from his offices in Beverly Hills, California, and he's on the line. Frank, thank you for joining us. We're talking about the super fans from the 70s and 80s. Do you have any recollection of that rainbow-haired guy?
Oh, I remember her, yeah. She was at all the games, and then the Straw Hat Boy was there.
That's who I am, Mr. Gray. I'm Dr. Sadler.
You were, Dr. Sadler, how are you? You were a straw-haired boy?
Yeah.
Well, she was a riot. She used to limp around and pointed her rear end.
I did all of that, yeah.
And had a sign that said, God's dead, and then kept limping. I thought she was great. You were her?
Yeah. I was straw-hat boy. And Mr. Henry is saying this Roland Stewart was the first.
Oh, no, Roland Stewart wasn't the first, Phil. She came along well after Straw Hat Boy.
Well, I stand corrected. Hey, Frank, this is General Shaw. So you're saying, where did you see Straw Hat Boy?
Oh, I used to see her at all the ball games, the local regional games. You know, the Channel 5 used to have the Hollywood's, but the Dickle, oh, I don't know.
Dickle?
I don't remember what I'm talking about.
You're talking about the Angels.
Oh, yeah, the Angel games. And then they would cut to the Tucson Toros, and there would be Straw Hat Boy, and she'd be hopping up and down with the clodhoppers. And everyone, not a lot of people, but my circle of friends knew all about her.
I think, Phil, if I may...
Go ahead.
I think, you know, you'll learn if you do some reading, Mr. Gray, that Straw Hat Boy was very well... I can't believe it. I think that you should do a little more preparation, Phil, before you have these interviews.
Look, I tell you this, Dr. Sadler, I could give a shit, because I got pulled out of a meeting.
All right.
You know what, Phil? You're going to have to just let people talk. If you allow that vulgarity...
I'm not. I just... dumped out of it, okay?
That's my husband. That's Frank Gray. You know who that is.
I understand, and I'm not going to, you know, I will apologize, but I... All right, let's get back here to... Okay, now, Dr. Sadler, I had to cut out of Frank Gray because he was using,
And he was disrespecting me, too. Straw Hat Boy, that's who I was, and I used to do... I used to do a clodhopper dance, and then I got the idea of having one leg shorter than the other, and I would just walk around like that until finally some guy, I got jumped. I'll never forget the night. It was August of 1989. I got jumped outside of the Tucson Toro game by a gang, local gang members. They jumped me, rolled me for my clodhoppers, for the straw hat, and rolled me for a sizable amount of money. I had a pretty good roll on me that night. I got jumped and rolled. Then they pinned me up against the side of the stadium, put a knife to my throat, and told me that if they ever saw a Straw Hat Boy anywhere around there, they'd make sure that I was a scarecrow, a permanent fixture of a field way far away from town. Well, I only need to be told that twice. So I walked home barefoot because they took the shoes. And that's when I went back to school that fall.
What a story.
You got jumped by a gang members, a switchblade held to your throat. They rolled you for your shoes and your hat.
And a sizable roll that I had on me.
How much money?
Well, for me, it was a lot. I probably had close to $90,
$95. Well, I did that sizable.
For me, it was a lot. I was a student.
Well, they took all of your money.
They took all my money. They took my shoes. They took the straw hat. And I'll tell you something else. If anybody in the Tucson area has a recording of Jack Keister, who was the play-by-play announcer for the Tucson Toros in the summer of 1989, General, okay?
Yeah, what are you talking to me for?
Because this will prove it. Jack Keister got on the air the next night and said that Straw Hat Boy got rolled. He got jumped and rolled. And that's all he had to say. And everyone knew that there would be no more Straw Hat Boy.
So this is a part of the broadcast record?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, then that's a great challenge. If anybody has that tape, I'd like to hear it.
Oh, because you don't believe me.
Well, if you're saying there's a tape that exists, yes, we'd like to hear it.
Because you don't believe me.
Because you told us...
Yeah, because you don't believe me.
Because you told us to listen to the tape.
I didn't say listen to it. I said there's a tape out there. And then if you allowed me to finish, I would have said there's a tape out there, but you don't need to hear it because I'm telling the truth, so I might as well wipe with it.
All right, Dr. Sadler, I thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, it's...
Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego.
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler, Straw Hat Boy. You know, I will reiterate what Phil just said. If there's anybody out there that has that broadcast of Jack Keister...
Shit. Think there is such a guy?
I don't know. I've never listened to Tucson Toros or...
No, minor league, too. Pacific Coast League.
That's the Pacific Coast League team, okay. And Jack Keister did their play-by-play.
Yeah, allegedly Jack Keister with color commentary from Albie Pearson, I think.
Albie Pearson, the little man that...
Albie Pearson played for the Angels.
Yeah, he did the color commentary for the Tucson Toros.
How do you know?
I don't. I just made it up.
I'm going to kick... Get out of here, man.
Who's Albie Pearson?
Never mind. So that's the stupidest way to end a show I've ever heard. Hey, you know what else we haven't mentioned?
What?
We haven't mentioned that tomorrow night I'm going to be at the Improv.
Yes, tomorrow night is Phil Hendry and Friends. And we mentioned it on Twitter. Tomorrow night is the final night of Phil Hendry and Friends at the Hollywood Improv.
What the hell?
They talk about Mr. Henry.
Yep. It's our final night, but not because of anything bad. I've decided that I want to move our show to a new venue, and we will announce where that is next week. But I want people to come out, and there's nothing that is nothing at all having to do with any relationship with the Hollywood Improv. It is a fantastic club. They are wonderful people, but I don't think that what I do lends itself to stand-up too well. And that's me being honest with you.
So you're going to go and you're going to take it to a...
Don't say, but...
No.
But we'll announce it next week. But so tomorrow night is the last night we'll be at the Hollywood Improv. So I would love to see you guys. Grab your tickets and come on out. The Hollywood Improv, 8 o'clock in the Hollywood Improv Lab. Phil Hendry and Friends. join us. It's been a blast, a fun year. Jamie, I could just kiss the guy for when I went to him and I said, hey, man, you know, I'd love to get up on stage and, you know, I've been at Sketchfest in San Francisco and this is something that I've been developing. Would you, you know, have room for me? He said right away, he said, yeah, you know, you want to host tonight? And I said, I'd love that. And we've had great comics.
Well, you've had Andy Kindler up there. You had Margaret Cho up there. You've had,
we had, who have, get the list out, bud, and I'm going to sound like an asshole, you know?
Yeah, you've had a lot of people, man. You had Chris Fairbanks, and you had Fraser Smith, and you had Liza Schlesinger.
Yeah, Liza Schlesinger. There have been lots and lots. Maybe we ought to get out and just, read the whole list and... Now here it is, and
well, you're gonna have like marching music behind it. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, okay.
Well, all right. Sorry that didn't meet with your regal ego,
General.
Well, I don't know.
I thank the Hollywood Improv from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for what a fun time. All right, next week we'll tell you where we will be appearing in March, starting in March, and. I'm going to try to have my act together on that one.
Well, it was, I think, courageous of you. You've never done that kind of performing before, had you, Phil?
Not really, no. And it was actually the idea of Darren McAfee, who was a guy we were in business with at Sideshow Network, a great guy. He said, why don't you do a live show? And I said, what would I do? And so we sort of evolved the idea and... Oh, we'll just keep right on doing it.
Are you still, like, doing, like, movies and everything, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm auditioning for stuff. I did a test scene the other day.
A test scene? What the hell is that?
It's a test scene. It wasn't a test for me. It was a test for the movie. All right.
What does that mean?
It's a big, long explanation that I don't want to go into right now. It's basically how they're doing movies now. They're testing movies by scene. They're not testing the movie.
And then when Phil says they're testing, they mean in front of an audience.
Yeah, they have like a sample audience.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
And then but now what they're doing is they're testing it scene by scene. They're not testing it in front of an audience. They're testing it with the studio people. So you just shot a scene. Oh, yeah, let's see it. And if they like it, then you go on and shoot the next scene.
Oh, that sounds real anal. For God's sake, just roll the dice for crying.
Oh, just roll it. What happened to the good old-fashioned rolling of the dice kind of business, man?
Maybe they were tired of losing money. Think about that. So everything's very scientific these days, folks. What can I tell you? All right. That has been that. And this is this. And
it reminds me of a deer hunter goes, this is this. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sure. I remember that, man. Anyway, this has been the Phil Henry Show. Sorry, bud. You know, world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Don't forget Phil Henry tomorrow night at the Hollywood Improv. His final appearance there. Phil Henry and friends at 8 o'clock. Get your tickets at the station for the Rock Island Line. Or whatever, I forget to do.
Well, that's a song.
I know it's a song. I've got a song on my lips.
Dead lips.